Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Schwartz-Reichel. My career began in music education where I learned the importance of a key change, a shift, in the tonal center of a piece of music, often used to inject energy or produce significance. Eventually, I realized the impact of making key changes in all areas of my life and the desire to help others do the same. Making key changes can be difficult. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do like to pose questions for reflection and offer actionable key changes for us to attempt in both our working and living situations. Together, we can unlock our greatest potential in collaboration with those we love, serve, and lead. Let's discover how we can grow together by making key changes. One of the most downloaded episodes of this podcast has been episode 2, titled Burnout, Confront and Conquer It. If you have yet to listen to that short episode, I would suggest doing so before listening to this episode, which serves as a follow-up to episode 2. I have received a few messages from listeners about their response to episode 2. One listener said she felt like I was talking to her one-on-one and motivating her through the content. Another listener said it forced him to really consider what was the cause of his burnout. The topic of burnout really hit home for listeners. Recently, I designed a learning session on the content from episode 2, combined with the material from the article I authored on burnout. I presented the session 3 times in 3 different states at staff trainings during a 9-day period last month. The response was very well received by the attendees, with many people showing gratitude for being offered a safe place to candidly speak about being burnt out. Throughout the session, attendees shared their struggles, and with my guidance and support from their peers, they lovingly encouraged each other to confront and conquer burnout together. Just like any personal and professional development, we can't stop talking about a topic when the article, episode, or training is completed. If we do, we will never make the necessary key changes to grow. We have to keep reflecting, researching habits, and refreshing them. With spring in full bloom, how are we feeling in this moment in time? Are we still burnt out? Has the feeling lessened or worsened? Many of us may have recently completed a spring break or vacation. I'm sure that time off from our jobs or daily lives was needed. Did you return to your home or work refreshed? Or do you feel more defeated because you had a glimpse at a different scenario? In episode 2, we discussed that burnout is a 3-component syndrome of exhaustion, cynicism, and inefficacy that arises in response to chronic stressors. For me, I have experienced burnout in all 3 areas. I can track physical and cognitive exhaustion from a few weeks of work travel and speaking. I have also found myself becoming cynical from being looked over as a keynote speaker, with the opportunity being offered to someone else. And when I do not receive any type of follow-up or feedback by the organizer or participants of a learning session I lead, I have no idea if what I am doing is benefiting others. After each session, I like to tweak my design or notes. But if I am unaware if something needs to be added, improved, or even eliminated, I simply can't grow. For me, these are all causes of burnout. In episode 2, I offered 5 key changes for us to consider to confront and conquer burnout alone or with others. Step 1 included recognizing that we or those we love, serve, or lead are most likely experiencing burnout. Step 2 included examining how we or others are doing. After episode 2 aired, I took another look at my symptoms. Within a few months, they had changed. Some have disappeared and others have emerged. What are your symptoms? What symptoms have you observed in others? Are you still tired? Has it been easier to get out of bed in the morning? What exercise routine have you put in place? How has this movement made you feel? Has your patience with loved ones been better? Are you motivated to enjoy the things you once loved to do? Step 3 involved connecting with someone. I have found that simply sharing with another person about how I'm feeling can lead to a conversation about what has worked for them to confront and conquer the burnout. I once heard Dr. Brené Brown share that she and her husband will let each other know where they are percentage-wise when they come home from work. She might say something to him like, "I'm at 20% right now," and they both know that means she can't do much more that night to help the family. Over time, my husband and I have gotten better about sharing how we are doing and what we can or cannot handle. Yes, there are times where we are both overwhelmed and one of us needs to step up in order to ensure the kids are fed, taken to their activities, or ready for bed at night. Yet, on most occasions, we can agree who might be the best to take the lead for these responsibilities on that particular day. This is obviously helpful because we are a two-adult household. I realize this isn't the case for everyone. However, discovering someone who might be able to connect with you in a time of need is essential. Step 4 involved following up. We are doing that right now in this episode. I am checking in with you. How are you doing? Have you improved or worsened? What else could we be doing to help ourselves or each other get to a less burnt out place? And step 5, my absolute favorite step, and one that I have found can instantly make many things better, is to simply show gratitude. Who have you shown gratitude towards lately? My mom has done this often in my life by leaving a voice message or sending me a card to say how much she loved being with me for an event and telling me what my unique gifts are. My friend Morgan is also awesome at doing this. She checks in from time to time with little messages of care and support. One morning, I woke up to a text message from Morgan that read, "I miss you. That is all." It made my day. Morgan and my mom are an example for me to check in with others. I try to do this more now as life has gotten busier for so many of my friends and family. I will send a message that reads, "I'm thinking of you," or, "You are doing awesome. Keep going." We can banish burnout. We need to keep at it, though, by confronting and conquering it daily. Key changes may take several days or months or even more. Change requires planning and prioritization, and with it, positivity and passion can once again emerge. I encourage you to check out the show notes for some resources. The first link has an article I authored that accompanies this episode. There is also a link to my website and one where you can sign up for the Making Key Changes newsletter. Please keep spreading the word about this podcast and consider rating or reviewing it too. I appreciate your help and kindness in spreading the word. How are we making key changes to banish burnout with those we love, serve, and lead? Thanks for listening. If you haven't done so yet, please consider rating and reviewing the Making Key Changes podcast on the Apple Podcasts app. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with others and joining me again next week. In my coming episodes, I'll discuss topics that are most passionate to me, along with things I've been researching or areas of my life I have changed or want to change. You can learn more about me on my website, makingkeychanges.com. Feel free to message me through there or reach out on social media. I'd love to hear from you and learn about what key changes you hope to make.